Hello, welcome to the Thursday, February 26, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Gemalto, the company that was supposedly breached by the NSA and GCHQ, states that it doesn't believe that the allegations that are based on the leaked documents were true. One of the things they state is that in an investigation they conducted internally, they found a breach of their network, but it did not reach any of the servers that kept the all-important SIM encryption keys. They also state that some of the details in the leaked documents weren't true. For example, some of the telcos listed are not Gemalto customers, and that personalization centers that were listed in Japan and Colombia and Italy did not exist. Not really clear here, of course, a little bit questionable that they can conduct a forensic investigation of a breach that supposedly happened in 2010 and 2011 in about a week's time. And the telcos mentioned may not be direct Gemalto customers, but may have obtained their SIMs from Gemalto via third parties. And apparently in response to the Superfish incident, Lizard Squad compromised the Lenovo.com website. Lenovo.com earlier redirected to a video that Lizard Squad put up, but so far I haven't seen anything about malicious content that was served during that time. So really all it was just sort of a defacement of the site. It was accomplished by modifying the domain record with the registrar. We have seen this many times before, in particular by groups like Lizard Squad. Most of the time it just takes a simple social engineering attack to obtain credentials for a domain record or to convince the registrar into modifying it to give the attacker access to the record. At this point, it looks like Lenovo.com is back under Lenovo's control. However, the site is still down. The message that I'm seeing right now states that it's down for system maintenance. And if you are running the WordPress SlimStat plugin, it's time to update. The plugin is vulnerable to a SQL injection attack. Now, the problem here is it's not a straightforward SQL injection attack, but still pretty easy to pull off. In order to pull off the SQL injection attack, you need to know a secret that is being created on the server by hashing a timestamp, and this is just an MD5 hash, so it's really not that hard to figure it out. You know approximately what time it is, and then you can just brute force this secret. Once you know the secret, then you're able to encode arbitrary SQL queries and send them to the server. Apparently, the attack has already been spotted in the wild, so this is something that you shouldn't delay and apply this patch as quickly as possible. The tricky part here, of course, is that because the secret is used, an automatic vulnerability scanner would not find this particular SQL injection attack. We got yet another botnet takedown. This time it was the Ramnet botnet, and Europol led this takedown and followed the normal playbook of shutting down existing command and control servers and at the same time redirecting domain names that were used to control the botnet to sinkholes. There are about 300 domain names involved in this particular case and command and control servers in several countries. We'll see how long this lasts. We had a number of takedowns like this before. Some of them were more successful than others. And the Shodan HQ project came up with an interesting way to track and get some numbers on compromised websites. What they did is they essentially just searched websites for the string hacked by, which is very typically found on compromised sites. And they used that to assemble some statistics. Now, of course, they may have had some false positives in there, and by far not all hacked websites do contain this string, but it should find some of the more obvious defacements. Interesting is that one hosting provider by itself, E-Commerce Corporation, did account for 25 of the hacked by results. Not sure how big that particular provider is and how many websites they total host. And the total sample they were looking at were about 2,000 compromised websites. I believe there are way, way more out there, but it's probably a reasonably representative sample. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.